Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Why are we funding experiments in communist China? We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, Matt, this sounds like COVID because that's what Dr. Anthony Fauci was all about in the Wuhan lab in starting this whole COVID virus over there, and we were funding it.
Yeah, we have unbelievable amount of funding that we were funding, not just to China, but to military labs in China. You know, in the latest round of spending abuse exposed by DOGE, we learned that the federal government annually spends $20 billion on brutal and pointless animal experiments. Of that, $2 billion were sent to foreign labs to pay for the abuse of dogs and other animals. Some of these experiments, including cutting their spinal cords and pumping them full of drugs. These tests are not only unnecessary and wasteful, they're also cruel. But what we also found is that it's not just how cruel they are. What we're finding is that they're actually funding directly China and Chinese military. According to White Coat Waste, a shocking significant amount of this money is going directly to China for animal labs that are controlled by the Chinese Communist Party and linked to the Chinese military.
Well, you know, Anthony Fauci was always quick to deny this. Of course, he's lied a lot as he's testified in Congress. But I just pray and hope that as DOGE reveals this, Congress will take action and stop this horrendous abuse.
Well, they're not only, you know, in terms of their experiments, funding, we'll get to some of the Fauci things. They're not only funding these foreign countries, but they're doing these unbelievable abuses on animals, cats, and particularly beagles. Beagles seem to be the dog of choice. And apparently the dog of choice is a beagle because they say, these so-called researchers, that a beagle is docile, cute, and easy to domesticate. So it is the best choice for their horrific torture.
Yuck.
But going beyond some of these grotesque, I won't even describe some of them.
Some of them might not be actually even prohibited
from FCC, just some of the graphic things that they're doing to these animals. And you just have to wonder, what in the world are they thinking?
Right, but take our word, it is graphic, it's stomach churning. Yeah.
That you would even fund this kind of research that seems to have no point at all. You have to wonder, why are they doing it? And then why are they spending money and giving it to communist China, to the Chinese military?
Bottom line, right there, spending our money on that when we have our own people in the United States that are suffering, North Carolina, California, for example.
Yeah, so much of that. And so Dr. Anthony Fauci, here's a few of the examples of some of the torture. This is Fauci. This is addition to COVID.
Who was the highest paid federal employee,
yeah.
I might add.
He spent $2.3 million between 2020 and 2021 on an experiment that involved putting a six-month-old beagle puppies in a vest and would inject cocaine directly into their bloodstream and then study the drug's impact on their hearts before euthanizing them. He then spent $375,000 to a beagle lab in North Africa, Tunisia, which drugged and locked the dogs' heads to make them immobile inside a mesh cage while they were eaten alive and killed by sand fleas. How in the world can they justify something like that?
Duh.
And what in the world are they trying to discover? And we're sending that kind of money to North Africa, to Tunisia. It's unbelievable. They're doing a lot of other things that I just won't go through in terms of all the bizarre, inhumane, abuse, grotesque, immoral kinds of things that they're doing. They're also, right now, there are 26 labs in China that are eligible for funding brutal experiments on 300 beagles every single week.
And you know, you and I have talked about this. We know now that DOGE is revealing there's a lot of our taxpayer dollars have been wasted for DEI initiatives in other countries, and the list just goes on and on and on. Transgender plays, so to speak, but there's no thing as transgender, and now you have animal abuse. But the key is, right, Congress needs to step up and stop this madness.
Yeah, let's pause on that point for a minute, because I think that's really critically important. Look, we have a president that's unprecedented, Donald Trump, and he's issuing executive orders, and he is very strong, out of the block, faster than any other president in, frankly, world history.
Right.
In terms of setting an agenda that's actually puts America first and the well-being of America. And
he's so, doing what we voted him to do.
Exactly.
At lightning speed.
You know,
speed.
A lot of presidents, and even Barack Obama, I saw a comment, a speech by Barack Obama, that he was talking about that they need to go through the budget page by page, line by line, cut out waste, eliminate waste, fund those things that are important. It's all rhetoric, whether it's from a Republican or Democrat. It's all been rhetoric.
All talk, no action.
All talk. And now, finally, we have a president who's actually all action.
Right.
And he's really doing it. And he has DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency. And that department has discovered these unbelievable spending abuses.
And don't forget, President Trump and Elon Musk are not taking a penny for what they're doing.
No, and so, and that's part of the problem, I think. Not for Trump, but that's part of the problem for some of the members of Congress. They have been getting recipient, you know, benefits from some of the things that get put in the budgets.
Their pockets are quite
and
padded.
And so they're not so, some of them are not as willing to cut and slash.
Right.
But look, right now, we have an unprecedented opportunity. Don't think that, oh, well, President Trump issued an executive order, all is well, we can go home and we don't have to worry about this. No, it's the opposite. President Trump issued an executive order. That's the start of, that's the gun that starts the race.
Right. We're out of the chute.
We're
now
out
we
of the
have
chute,
to fight through the
and
race.
And he has let us go free to be able to actually do some permanent changes. And he's behind it. And he's got the bully pulpit to do what's necessary. Now what we need is we need Congress to cut and slash all of these budget items that DOGE is uncovering.
Right, because if they don't run the race, then we'll end up back at the same starting line.
Because what's happening right now is you have the some of the judges, like with the USAID, saying, oh, well, you need to continue funding all these foreign people, all these foreign nonsensical anti-American DEI LGBTQ agendas. And I think Donald Trump will win those battles, but it's going to delay the process. And that's their point. Let's delay him as much as we can by tying him up in the courts. Well, you know what? The courts may try to delay Donald Trump, but Donald Trump has set the agenda. Now Congress needs to follow that agenda, and they can do it right now because they're getting ready to go into what's called reconciliation, budget reconciliation. And when you get into the budget from the Senate side, the filibuster for 60 votes required to vote on a bill is no longer required. It's just a pure, simple majority. So now we have an unprecedented opportunity with President Trump giving the agenda, and now Congress can actually pass that by cutting and slashing the budget in March. And they don't need a 60-vote, you know, vote in the Senate to do it. They all they need is a majority.
So we have to do our part, and that means contact your representatives, encourage them to take action. That's our part.
That's our part. So you know what? We've got a partnership now. We've got a president who actually is wanting to do something.
He's on our side.
And now we have to go alongside of him and tell members of Congress, you need to act. You need to act now. This is the agenda. It's in the news every day. We, frankly, people, we have an opportunity that's unprecedented in our lifetime. And if we don't act on it now,
time is limited.
Time is limited. We're not going to make a permanent lasting change in America.
And that's why we vote to elect these representatives. So they need to do their job, and we need to encourage them to do so.
So here's some other crazy funding, $10 million to create transgender monkeys, rats, and mice, whatever that is.
I don't know.
$3 million was earmarked for hamsters on steroids and egged on to fight each other. $500,000 to study racial aggression in mice. What? I didn't know mice had racial aggression.
Is this a comedy?
Is that going to show? $600,000 on romance between parrots? You think it's a joke. I mean, this is your dollars. We want to find out.
People are paid a lot of money to study this stuff. Really?
This is crazy, people. You know, we need to end it. It's not only insane, it's wasteful, but it's anti-American. It's pushing DEI, LGBTQ, and values that are contrary to our core Christian, Judeo-Christian values. For more information, go to lcaction.org, lcaction.org. There you can take your response right now. Take action right now by going to lcaction.org. That's lcaction.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.